KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies, some showers off to our west, some light rain, a little bit of moderate showers along the I-80 corridor to the southeast of Avoca around the Walnut area. All that's pushing off to the east. There are also some scattered showers north of Anita and across Interstate 80 into Guthrie County and the northern third of Adair County. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers this morning, and then again later this afternoon, a high of 86. In area news, members of the Atlantic School Board will meet in a regular session this evening in the High School Media Center. On their agenda is discussion with regard to the Iowa Association of School Board, or IASB, legislative priorities, a board retreat for strategic planning and instructional framework. Action items will consist of depository, institution, and limits, the resignations of Tucker Weber, who's a PE and a health teacher in middle school football and assistant wrestling coach, and Shelby McCready, freshman girls and reserve basketball coach. Also a contract recommendation for Cole Lowry, who will handle grounds maintenance. The board will also act on 2019-2020 workman's comp insurance renewal. An interim superintendent has been hired for the Harlan Community School District. Officials said Tuesday that on Monday evening, their school board approved a contract for Lynn Johnson, who currently serves as the Arlington, Nebraska District Superintendent. She will be retiring from that district on June the 30th. Officials said after receiving feedback from several groups and the interview team, Johnson was identified as the right candidate to lead the district based on her experience and qualifications. Johnson must obtain her Iowa superintendent's license before she can officially begin work on or about July the 15th. The district said also that Lynn Johnson earned a specialist degree in educational administration in 2007 from Wayne State College, her master's in secondary administration from the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and she has a Bachelor of Science in Math Education degree from Fort Hays State University and Associate of Arts degree from McCook Junior College. Johnson has served as the Arlington School District Superintendent in Nebraska for the past 10 years after previously serving as their secondary principal. And Johnson said in a press release that she was excited to accept the position, have a chance to join a school environment that's welcoming and committed to excellence. She said she looks forward to continuing the journey of building dreams for the children with the board, staff, and patrons of the Harlan Community School District. Lynn and her husband, Steve, he's a teacher and coach at the Arlington School District. The couple has four children and one grandchild. Grunmeyer Leader Services will again assist the Harlan School District in recruiting and hiring the next long-term superintendent, a process that will begin in November with more stakeholders involved. The Atlantic Police Department reports six arrests took place from June 15th through the 23rd, with one subject having been arrested three times. On Sunday, June 23rd, Atlantic Police arrested 30-year-old Carissa Knapp of Omaha for forgery, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, and prostitution. On June 20th, 44-year-old Christy Will of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault, and 25-year-old Jessica Mack of Atlantic was arrested for disorderly conduct. Both women were cited into court and released. On June 19th, 33-year-old Teresa Charles of Atlantic was arrested on an Adams County warrant for OWI. She was initially booked into the Cass County Jail, but later transported to Adams County to address charges there. Also on June 19th, 57-year-old Charles Burns of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. On June 17th, 29-year-old Tyler Mills of Atlantic was arrested by Atlantic Police on a Cass County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Mills was arrested the previous day, June 16th, for tampering with a witness or juror on a Cass County warrant for violation of a no-contact order as well, and on June 15th for burglary in the first degree, domestic abuse assault, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and obstruction of emergency communications. And 37-year-old Jennifer Clausen of Atlantic was arrested June 16th on a Cass County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Unless otherwise stated, all of those defendants were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Creston Police Department reports today that two arrests took place on Tuesday. 34-year-old Tashina Martwick of Reading was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on child support matters. Martwick was later released on a $250 bond. And 54-year-old Craig Hauser of Creston was arrested Tuesday for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. His bond was set at $2,000. A man from Pottawatomie County was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County in connection with an investigation into several acts of vandalism that took place in the Stanton area June 7th. 19-year-old Cole M.L. Rodenberg of Council Bluffs was arrested around 1:35 p.m. on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was released from custody after posting a $300 bond or percentage thereof. The Harlan Police Department yesterday reports four recent arrests. Last Saturday, 60-year-old Mark Wayne Hancock of Ottumwa and a 45-year-old Tanya Jean Hancock of Albuquerque, New Mexico, were arrested following a traffic stop. Both were transported to the Shelby County Jail, where Hancock was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Tanya Hancock was charged with operating while intoxicated, prohibited acts, penalties, and possession of a controlled substance. Also arrested Saturday in Harlan was Dustin Allen Delgado, who was taken into custody on an active warrant. And on June 20th, 44-year-old Jeffrey William Leal of Harlan was arrested following a call for disturbance. Leal was charged with public intoxication and interference with official acts. Two people were arrested last week on separate charges in Adair County, the sheriff's office said yesterday. 46-year-old Michelle Marie Crawford of Van Meter was arrested in Stewart for OWI first offense after she was pulled over for having no functioning taillights on her vehicle. Crawford later tested at 0.138% on the breathalyzer at the sheriff's office. Authorities located three open containers of alcohol in her vehicle. The woman was later cited and later released. During the evening hours of June 20th, a 30-year-old Jose Hernandez Mata of West Liberty was arrested by Adair County deputies at the Johnson County Sheriff's Office in eastern Iowa. Mata was wanted on Adair County warrants for theft in the first degree and driving while barred. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $10,000 cash or surety bond. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man wanted for violation of probation had been taken into custody late Monday morning. 30-year-old Matthew John Johnson was arrested at the Pott County Courthouse on a valid warrant through the state of Iowa. He was taken to the Pott County Jail and booked in without incident. Pottawatomie County residents sustaining damages or losses due to the flooding events of 2019 need to register for FEMA assistance by July 1st. Doug Reed, Director of Emergency Management for the county, says even if you don't think you would qualify or are unsure if you want FEMA assistance, you should register. Registration in FEMA, he says, does not obligate you to anything. And if you have held back because you're unsure and you need assistance, or if you have eligibility concerns, it's better now to register than try to pick up after the deadline. Any resident within Pottawatomie County who has suffered losses or damage due to the ongoing flooding is eligible to register. Your damages or losses must have occurred within the incident period of March the 12th through June 16th. The original declaration was only for damages up to May 16th, but that closing date has since been extended due to the ongoing flooding and damages. Reed said there are several homes, especially in Council Bluffs, that have flood damage and losses that occurred after May 16th. You're now eligible all the way through the 16th of June due to the extension. Flooded basements, collapsed or buckled foundations have been a common report in Council Bluffs. Anyone who was previously told they weren't eligible to apply for federal assistance due to not being an active declaration is now eligible and should apply immediately. If you have friends or relatives or neighbors who have suffered flooding impacts, you're encouraged to let them know to apply before it's too late. For more information, you can go to www.disasterassistance.gov or call 800-621-3362. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For a great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.